This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida. And you are listening to the Horses in the Morning show on the Horse Radio Network for July 31st, 2012, episode 456. Horses in the Morning is live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the summer, so today we bring you a highlight podcast from the Horse Radio Network. Sit back and enjoy episode 116 of the Western Radio Show as Rick Iannucci and Nancy DeSantis from Horses for Heroes New Mexico join Tammy and Alan to talk about horses, healing, and how you can have a ride for a great cause. Horses in the Morning will be back live tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, replete with riotous reports about all things equine, and also Happy Mutts Day. Give your Heinz 57 pooches, crossbred ponies, and rescued from the side of the road kitties an extra hug today. And now, on with the show.
This is Alan Morehead.
And I'm Tammy Schrantz, and this is the Western Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network.
Oh, man. A week with high school kids again, the National High School Finals Rodeo, Rock Springs, Wyoming, and national champions. Holy cow.
I'm surprised there's anything in Rock Springs, Wyoming, Alan.
Used to not be. They've had a big influx, I believe, of some of the natural gas and oil up in that area, and business is booming. They've got more motels now, and man, they really put us up in a world class way. And congratulations to and I can't remember what episode it was, but it was 1st of August, late July last year. We had Garrett Smith of Rexburg, Idaho. He's only one of two guys that in the history of the National High School Rodeo Association has earned back-to-back all-around cowboy championships. I'm going to try to get a hold of him and have him on just to congratulate and ask him how that feels. You know, just a little short deal here next couple of weeks. Little gal from Louisiana, Mia Manzanares, won the all-around cowgirl and the rookie all-around cowgirl. Heck, she's only a freshman, a ninth
grader.
Wow. Ninth
straight to the top,
grader.
Ellen.
Dang right. Dang right. Really just congratulations to all the national champions that won their events. And Katie Cooper from Paris, Florida, won the breakaway rope and average with 7.7 seconds. That's on three runs. I can't even catch up to the calf in 7 seconds with my
horse. Damn. Yeah, I might get out the gate in 7 seconds.
Oh, man, but it was good. And it was just great to see the kids having a good time with the horses and you know, realizing what horses can mean in the life of a youth. And that's basically the focus of today's show with Horses for Heroes New Mexico. This is a show that I've been looking forward to do something about because I am a true staunch supporter of our troops, of the armed services that wear the uniform as our defenders of freedom in America. It just means so much. And Rick Iannucci, Nancy DeSantis, they're in New Mexico, and they've got a program, and we're going to be talking to them about that. I just think it's cool. I'm glad you got this one set up.
No, this is great, Alan. And, you know, I've been working with Freedom Horses, which is a nonprofit which I work with out of Weatherford, Texas, for women who have suffered domestic violence and those kind of issues. And I've seen a huge change that these horses have made to these ladies over the last year and the confidence and courage that it's given them. So yeah. I'm really excited to talk to Rick and find out how these horses are actually helping our troops.
Right. And exactly right. And find out how the troops are learning from being there with the Horses for Heroes at his ranch and then going on and being successful in life once again. Not that they weren't going to be, but the website is www.horsesforheroes.org. And during the show, we're going to tell you how you can help with donations and how you can get back from that. And also it's going to be including a fundraiser trail ride with ACTHA, the American Competitive Trail Horse Association, which we'll learn more about during our show. But before we get to Rick, we're going to come back with Rick right after this. Glenda Geek has some information on some new players, I believe it is, for listening to WesternRadioShow.com.
Hi,
Glenda Geek here, and thank you for listening to the Horse Radio Network family of shows. You have helped the Horse Radio Network grow into the largest radio network devoted to horse lovers around the world. Today, I wanted to take a minute to let you in on a new way to listen to the shows. You always could subscribe to our shows through iTunes and listen on your iPhone, iPod, or MP3 player. Now Apple has recognized what a big market podcasts have become and developed an app just for podcasts. With your Apple smart device like an iPhone, an iPod Touch, or an iPad, you can go to the App Store and search for Podcasts by Apple. Download the free app to your device and you're ready to get started. The next time you sync with iTunes, it will automatically add the podcast that you currently have in iTunes to your new library in the new app, and you'll find them all there with past episodes just all listed in there like they were in your iTunes account. But the beauty of this new app is that you can control the podcast right from the application. You can add new podcasts by using their search feature, and all the Horse Radio Network podcasts are in there. You can listen to the shows either by downloading them over your 3G or Wi-Fi connection. You don't have to do it through iTunes anymore. Or you can listen to them streaming without downloading them, as long as you have a 3G or a Wi-Fi connections. Now, that will count towards your data time if you have a maximum on your data plan, but you can listen to them streaming just like you would any streaming radio station now. We have added a page to all the show websites that describes this new app in case you're having trouble with it. Give it a try. There is a way that you have to finagle it to automatically download if you want them to automatically download the shows. So we put that on this page. We put on the websites. Go to horseradionetwork.com. We've also listed there several apps that are available for Droid phones for listening to our podcasts. And don't forget, if you are an iPhone or an iPod user, you can actually find our shows at the Hallway Feeds app. Just go to Hallway Feeds in the App Store, download it, and you'll see the top thing right there is listening to our shows, and that is by streaming, but you can hear all the podcasts that way. And one reminder, if you search for Horse Radio Network in the podcast app, you'll find a Horse Radio Network feed that is all of our shows combined into one, so you don't have to subscribe to them separately. You can find them all in one place at the Horse Radio Network Master Feed. And if you have a business looking to get the word out to the equine community, advertising with the Horse Radio Network is affordable and effective, and it's the way to do it. Learn why so many companies have been advertising with us for years. Visit horseradionetwork.com to request more information on advertising with the voice of the horse world, the Horse Radio Network. Thanks, everyone, and back to your regularly scheduled shows.
Rick Iannucci of New Mexico, welcome to the westernradioshow.com. A Green Beret.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Tammy. How are you today?
We're great. Thank you. We have a lot of questions for you. And my first question really is, I've heard the term Green Beret, and excuse my ignorance, but I know nothing about it. So can you just give a little explanation of what Green Beret means?
Well, Tammy, I happen to know you're from Australia, and you have a similar unit in Australia called the Special Air Service there. And they're some of your top warriors and top commandos in the services that you have in Australia. The Green Berets are the U.S. Arm is a term for the U.S. Army Special Forces here that are headquartered out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
So is that kind of equivalent to a Navy SEAL? Is that the level?
Exactly. Exactly. We're the Army pointy end of the Army spear that comprises the Special Operations Command, the Navy SEALs, the U.S. Air Force Special Ops guys, the U.S. Army Green Berets, all part of the Special Operations Force.
Yeah, the enemy doesn't see them and doesn't know they're there till they're being zipped up.
in that rubber bag.
Exactly right.
That sounds too tough for me.
Oh man, and it's got to be a tough life and make for a tough life. But I'm in awe of your program, Horses for Heroes, and I'd love to ask all of our listeners at WesternRadioShow.com to go by and visit with it. It's www.horsesforheroes.org. I just think it's a super deal, and like I always say at the end of this show, the world looks better when you're looking down between the ears of your horse, and talking with you off air a few moments ago, I could just see where it really works and the way it makes a difference in these guys' life. What got you started, first of all, your career as a Green Beret and as a past U.S. Marshal as well? But have you always been around horses? Did you come from ranching and then go into the military? What's the program there with horses and realizing how important they are to the human body?
I'll tell you, I did, Alan, and I started out with horses. I was raised in southeastern Pennsylvania in beautiful horse country there. In fact, one of the famous horses that you're hearing about today, Union Rags, was born about 4 miles from where I'm from. And I know the field he used to run in. Yeah, you bet. But I've been out here. I came out to Santa Fe, New Mexico many years ago, back in the 80s, late 80s, as a U.S. Marshal out here, and made it a home. And when I retired in 2005, ended up setting up shop here and just getting back into the raising horses. Now we've raised and trained American Quarter horses for many, many years, and it's been a way that I've always found relief and centeredness and able to my center's always been around horses, right? Exactly as you're saying, between the ears of a horse, and it's always helped me. And I figured if it's helping me, as crazy as I am, it's got to help other folks too.
So how did the other folks first get involved with your Cowboy Up program, Rick?
Well, what happened was we retired in 05, and my fiance Nancy DeSantis and I, who was also our co-director, were running the a ranch rodeo program for 4-H kids here in Santa Fe County. And we had been requested by a friend of ours if we could assist a veteran. And she said, "You're the only Green Beret cowboy I know. Can you get somebody horseback?" And we said, "That's almost like a non-request request. When do we start and how soon can you get here?" And so we started one by one working with a few individuals, and then we developed a loose alliance with some other folks that had some experience with special needs and whatnot, and we started doing that. And then we soon came to realize, though, that as the kids got older and our 4-H kids started dropping off and moving away and going to college and whatnot, we were left with a handful of veterans. But in the meantime, as we were developing the program, we noticed that and coming out of Special Forces, I knew that there was an operational tempo that was so intense with these young men and women coming back from five deployments, 1,500 straight days in combat.
Right.
And I noticed that for them, what they were lacking was not just the ability to get on a horse and have that little bit of recreation and a little bit of peace. That was fine. But what they were lacking was a new mission. And that was not happening out there. They weren't getting it at Walmart, walking through the aisles there, but, you know. And mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we started developing was one of the fellows that was with us said, "Hey, do you mind if I," after he got off the horse and we were working with him, he said, "Do you mind if I tag along with you guys? Where y'all gone?" We said, "Well, we're going out to move some cattle and do this and that." And he said, well, he tagged along with us. And as I was driving back in the truck with Steve Price, who's the ranch manager at Bonanza Creek, I said, "Man, if we can just get these guys to just cowboy up like..." And the light went off, and they said, "That's the program, mm-hmm. Cowboy Up." You know, the therapeutic riding, it comes naturally because just being horseback is therapeutic, if you look at it in that way. Therapeutic
at
a lot of levels.
What do you think the horse has that no other program has? What is it so amazing about a horse to a soldier?
You know, Tammy, I think the first thing is that it's non-judgmental. He don't care. The horse takes you, and we use ranch geldings out here, and these horses take you at what you are. If you're wound up like an 8-day clock and you come on the site, you know, and I hand you a rope halter and say, "Go get that sorrel there," and and you're just not right with yourself. You don't, you know, you're bouncing off the walls. Guess what? You know, that horse is going to be bouncing off the walls too.
Right.
So they become a mirror for how you're acting. And when they see, I can't understand what's, this guy was great yesterday and today I don't understand. He seems to be apprehensive. I said, brother, why don't you take a peek at yourself here?
Yeah.
You know, and so that's kind of one of the reasons we find that the horses, plus they're a four-legged animal, they're non-threatening to these. Even the size and the mass becomes non-threatening. But for an individual to be able to make that communication non-verbally is huge. One of the things that we find is that it takes them, it transports them directly out of their PTSD and their psychological issues that they may be having, because it demands that mindfulness, that attention. You know as well as I do, the second you take your mind, I mean, you can, even on a trail ride, you can kind of look around and see the birds chirping and the sunflowers blooming and all communing with nature is all well and good, but the second you take your concentration and you let your guard down and that black paper bag flies across the trail, you get launched like an astronaut. You're laughing because you know exactly what I'm talking about. So what this demands, especially if these if we're moving cattle or we get these guys out there and a cow decides to dart out or you know, they've got to be mindful, so it demands all their attention. So at some point, they start transitioning from this PTSD-driven awareness that they have to more of a mindfulness, to more of a presence, and again, being one with that animal, not to sound too zen, even though it's a very zen thing.
And when you say PTSD, you're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. And do you feel that there is, can these horses really help with a recovery of that? Is there a cure for that through the horse, or is it just a help?
Absolutely. What we call it, actually, Alan, out here is post-traumatic spiritual disorder or combat trauma. There's a wound to the heart, to the spirit that's happened through much of this combat, through the things that they've had to endure and do, these men and women.
Oh, I can only imagine with what they've seen, and it's just trauma's all you can think. And I mean, it's God, we appreciate them for it, but we sure pray for them not only while they're over there, but it's something that I've included in my prayers before rodeos now, is to continue to pray for our troops when they return to get back to a normal way of life. And I'm just glad the horse is helping them do that.
Well, we're without being preachy, we're a faith-based organization in that we believe that healing occurs on, as you're speaking about the PTSD. Most of them have traumatic brain injuries because they've been blown up or tossed through the cab of a truck on an improvised explosive device, or AKA IED that you know about.
Right.
But what we've found is that if they can get, again, come back to a centered place, and they can do this with the horse, and that's the first step in this whole business, so to speak. If they can get faith again in the animal, it'll develop faith in others.
Right.
It'll develop faith in themselves. And that'll eventually help them develop faith in God again.
Right.
And once they can coordinate all those things, and they get those things all synced up, it's like having a good day on a good horse, you know, with a good soft breeze blowing.
That's for sure. With such a important program, is this available nationwide to veterans, or is this a New Mexico thing, Rick?
Well, you know, we started out as a day program, thus Horses for Heroes New Mexico Incorporated, but mm-hmm. we have developed, through my contacts across the nation, basically we are national now. We've got a waiting list of veterans that want to come here. But again, we spoke earlier about our connection with the U.S. Army Wounded Warrior program, AW2, which is a fine program, and the new commander of that unit, Colonel Tim Karcher, is going to. We've met with him in Texas. We went to a warrior function in Texas this past year, and we had a great conversation with him. And we've already have about five of those New Mexico AW2 veterans in our program that are some of our first graduates here of our 12 objective program. We're going to be taking it nationwide as soon as we get the top on this bunkhouse that I'm sitting out here looking at. It used to be a pasture. So we'll then be able to house them as they come across. We're working with American Airlines on transportation. And, if you go onto our website, horsesforheroes.org, you get a chance to see exactly what it is we're doing and how we're doing it. But it's funny. We're as I said before, the horses are therapeutic and just by their own nature at every level. What we've discovered is that our program is now more taken on a skill set restructuring. And what I mean by that is, and this is essential to what we're doing, besides the camaraderie, which is huge here, the skill set, some of them have felt that their skills, that their military skills were not worth anything. They came back. They feel out of place. They feel disassociated, disorganized, not connected with anything. They walk into a place and there's nobody there that speaks their language. Well, when they come here, we teach everything on horseback using basically analogies. I ask these guys, so what's the last good thing you remember you knew how to do before you got blown up? And I have a guy say, well, man, I was setting up a machine gun nest and I was the man. I said, okay, good. You remember fields of fire? You remember your aiming stakes, interlocking? He says, yeah, I remember that, man. I said, well, we're going to teach you how to work cattle the same way. And they look at me like I'm a cyclop, like I got an eye in the middle of my head. and then I explain it to them. I said, when we go out here to move these cattle, when I send you down there to go down in that little dip down there where those mama cows and those babies hide all the time, I said, when you leave here, you're not going to ride in front of everybody like you're riding in front of fields of fire, are you? No. I said, you're going to back off. You're going to ride. You go back around like you're on a patrol, and you're going to go down. You're going to do what you do. You're going to nudge them back in and keep them moving down the direction we're going, and then you're going to come back into the circle. You're not going to come back anywhere you want, are you? Well, no. So where are you going to come back in? Well, right where I left. Exactly. So they get, they start getting it. They have these aha moments, and they start saying, I can relate this exactly. So they get a sense that they can take the skills that they had and use them in something as maybe foreign to them as horsemanship or moving cattle or working on a fence line or whatever. And to be honest with you, we know that not all of them, even though we have some of them have graduated and are working on ranches here in New Mexico, we know that that's not going to happen, and we don't care.
Right.
When I say we don't care, it's not that we don't care. We care, but we don't care if it's that. We just care that they've been able to learn how to restructure these skills and then turn around. We don't care if they sell shoes.
Right.
As long as they know now they're empowered, that they can take anything like that and then take it and own it and turn around and do something with it.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's truly good stuff there, Rick, and we want to get some thoughts of Nancy DeSantis, your partner and your future partner in life, as we understand, because she works with the female side of it. But we got to take a break first for one of our sponsors, our friends at Draper Therapies, drapertherapies.com. And again, while you're listening to the commercial, just bring up another tab and go check them out, www.horsesforheroes.org. We'll be right back with more from Rick Iannuzzi right after this from Draper Therapies. Once again, we welcome Kat to the WesternRadioShow.com to tell us a little bit more about Draper Therapies and some new products they have. Kat, welcome back.
Well, thank you guys for having me back again. I'm really excited to be here.
No, we're glad you're here.
Today I'm going to go ahead and talk about one of our newest additions to the Draper Therapies line, and it's only available on our website. You won't see it in any of our catalogs just yet, but it is our Draper Body Therapy Glove Liner. And what it actually is, it's the very, very, very lightweight glove that has our special therapeutic properties in it. And what makes Draper Therapy so special is that they are taking the technology of Salient, which is crushed minerals that are embedded within a polyester. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it's basically taking the infrared energy that your body is giving off and redirecting it back in, opening up the capillary beds, and really increasing circulation and oxygenation to your body. And what's fantastic about the glove liner in specifics is that you have any kind of temperature problems with your hands, like let's say they're always cold, or if you have any kind of arthritis or aching in your hands, wrist, this product is amazing. It's one of those that we've actually carried the wristbands before and wrist supports, and they work really well. But this is something that even in the wintertime you can throw underneath your, you know, working gloves or your riding gloves because it's so lightweight, and you can still get that awesome therapeutic quality from the Draper products.
So therapy while you work.
Absolutely. That's usually when they seem to be ailing you. And especially, you know, it seems like a lot of places in the country are just being affected by crazy, wacky weather. And usually when weather, you know, jumps from hot to cold or even has like 20-degree differences, which a lot of the country has been facing that week to week, these really help you if you have that arthritis that really kicks in at those times. Mm-hmm. This will really help you out.
Oh, for sure. That's what I was thinking of the whole time, arthritis and especially my hands, Alan. I'm always trying to, you know, with the guns and trying to work my hands. They get sore and come working all the time. So that would be perfect.
Oh, absolutely. And just looking at them here at www.drapertherapies.com, like Kat said, they're ultra thin. They offer the therapy to you with the cellulant within them. And you can put them right over or right under your working gloves. So whether you're cleaning stalls or out riding or fixing fence, it's going to be good for you. I think that's cool. Does it help at all, Kat, and just thinking about, you know, if you're working for the absorption of the cellulant and the minerals that are in there, like if you are working and your hands get warm and you start sweating a little bit and the pores open, does that help absorb some more cellulant?
I don't know on that one. I know it helps to wick away moisture. All of the products that we carry are really big on being dual purpose, so they're going to wick away moisture naturally. But as far as helping that, I'm not really sure because we haven't had anybody, but maybe we'll send you a pair, then you can test them out and let us know.
There you go, Alan.
Yeah, I've got a pair of socks that I wear all the time. Make me tingles from my toes to my nose. It feels real good. Well, again, friends, is Draper Therapy sponsor of the WesternRadioShow.com, www.drapertherapies.com. Kat, thank you once again. And again, thank you to Kat with Draper Therapies, drapertherapies.com. It'll make you feel good. The socks make me feel awesome.
I've got their hat, Alan.
You've still got their hat. And,
Well,
and as good as the Draper Therapy stuff makes you feel, it's the same way with these horses and our wounded heroes, our troops of the American services. And we welcome back Rick Iannucci, still with us. I feel like I need to be eating some spaghetti when I talk to him. I like that Italian name.
I feel like I need to be braver, Ellen.
How does that always get back to food?
If you were over here, we'd be feeding you, Alan. That's part of what we do out here.
Chuck, I bet there's some food there.
Chuck Wagon Italian food. That's got to be good.
Well, you've ever heard of Spaghetti Western, that's us.
Yeah, you know. And I also noticed that on your website, and please, everybody, go to it, and there is a donate button at the top. It's www.horsesforheroes.org. And the video at the bottom, and I mean that video just tug at your heartstrings with one of your guys there, and I know throughout history of cowboys, there's been nicknames like Dusty and Sticks and Bones and things like that. But the guy introduces himself on this video as Sterling Buckles. Now, is that a name you gave him, or is that his real name, or how did that come out to be? I like that. That's cool, Sterling Buckles. cowboy.
Sterling is one of our first graduates, and Sterling is actually his real name. And I had the same. He knocked me over when he first rolled up here. And Sterling's an interesting case. He was a Marine that was shot by a sniper in Fusha
in the head,
and they told in the head exactly. They and if you go onto our website, horsesforheroes.org, in our news and interviews section, there's an article that was written by the famous Western author Tim O'Byrne and Working Ranch magazine. And it talks all about his journey coming back from Landstuhl and being wounded and then coming into our program to the point where now he's a top hand at the Singleton ranches in New Mexico here. That's his real name, and you know that. But he's quite an individual. He came to us from the VA hospital originally, from one of the programs there, right. One of the inpatient programs. You know, with a ball cap and sunglasses and T-shirt rolled up, and you know, the whole nine sneakers and the whole nine yards, and you wouldn't know him if you saw him today. So
yeah.
That brings me up, Rick. I've been struggling myself to get over a brain injury from January, and there's a lot of things that I've had to change in the way I do things, the way I write everything down. Is that something that you work on at your Cowboy Up program?
You bet, Tammy. And we had an interesting conversation with some of your listeners may know who Dr. Temple Grandin is, and she's become a good friend and supporter of ours. What we discovered is between the PTSD and the traumatic brain injuries, they call it TBI if you hear it referred to like that.
Right.
What we discovered is that the men and women who've suffered a traumatic brain injury have lost a lot of their verbal acuity. So when you give them a rope halter, for instance, and say, go take this rope halter, go through those two gates, grab that little sorrel out there and bring him out here. Well, you probably lost them after you said, take this rope halter. So we operate under the premise or the mantra of see one, do one, teach one.
Right.
And it's been very effective for us. So we'll take someone with a traumatic brain injury and anytime we have someone working like that, we'll have a mentor with them, either a veteran mentor or one of our instructor cavalry staff. And especially when they're horseback, if we say, we're going to go, okay, here's how we're going to do this particular thing. We want you to put leg pressure on your right. We're going to teach you how to side pass, for instance, or open this gate. So we'll do that for them. We'll explain it, we'll do it, and then we'll have them do it. But better than that is, at some point, we'll have them demonstrate and do that and teach that to the next guy or gal that's doing that same objective. So there's that power that they'll then own it if they teach it. They'll have an opportunity to do that, and that's what puts the strength into that teaching point, is their ability to then turn around and instruct it themselves.
And I think that's a huge confidence booster, Rick, when someone who has something that they didn't know how to do previously can then go on and teach someone else.
You bet.
Yeah, it gives them a sense of being, I would imagine. Let's talk about money. Let's talk about the finances of the program. Did you seek donations? How was it you got it started? Where's the money come from now? Do the individuals have to find sponsors to have them there? Is there a cost associated with the soldiers being there? And just how does that work?
Well, we started off, and we always will be a program free to veterans, because I know what the
awesome
financial reality of that is. It is a free program to veterans. Nobody on our staff gets paid. We're entirely volunteers from the instructors on down. So 100% of any contribution you make, unlike going to some of the bigger organizations out there, no disrespect to them, but we don't have,
right,
you know, $250,000 executives taking any money like that. And so it all goes to keeping the program going. And you know as well as I do what it costs to keep a horse in this economy. So,
right.
But in any event, and that's always a challenge to us, keeping good working ranch quarter horses in here, geldings and that type of thing. But I wrote the checks for the first couple years and out of my pension, and we're finally at a point now. We've had a couple cowboy Christmases. We always have them, usually the first Friday after Thanksgiving. We'll have November 30th at the La Fonda Hotel on the Santa Fe Plaza. We'll have our Cowboy Christmas again this year with Kim and the Caballeros. So if you're out in the Santa Fe area, you're welcome to come and have a good time with us. This year, we're going to have a set of spurs made from the steel that came out of the World Trade Center.
Oh, so, man.
Jeremiah Johnson is a cowboy artist from Cimarron, New Mexico, is going to be making a set of spurs for us. And that's also a piece that's going to go in, a piece of that steel is going to go into our bunkhouse mantle as we speak. We're crafting that right now. But we accept donations, of course. As we start getting into the transition program where when we do open our bunkhouse up coming in the next month or two, we will be having men and women fly in from different places. We will then be able to accept them. And it'd be great if they have a sponsor. Again, the program's free. There is always going to be a cost associated with buying food and keeping them, you know, doing all the things that need to do to keep a guest house or a bunkhouse going,
right.
And to feed the horses and things like that. So we always welcome donations. And in fact, the ACTHA Ride to Remember is going to be this Veterans Day, and we're happy to be partnered with Karen and that crowd from ACTHA and on this national program. So we're kind of cousins to them in that we're a grassroots program,
right,
as they are. That's providing a very valuable outlet for trail riders of all breeds, and especially the fact that they're linking up with us to help give us a leg up and help give our warriors a leg up.
Yeah, and Tammy, is there some information on the ACTHA website, the American Competitive Trail Horse Association, about this ride, this dates, and how you can participate? It will help the program.
For sure, Alan. People can go to www.actha.us, and there is a Bless banner you. On the homepage that will take you to actha.us/RTR, which is Ride to Remember. And the dates are November the 10th and the 11th. And there's all different ways you can help. You can host a ride. You can find a ride in your area. You can donate. You can sponsor. You can send a donation directly to Horses for Heroes. So there's lots of different ways to help. And that's about the best thing you can do is saddle up and grab your horse and go ride for the troops, knowing that money is going to go directly to help those wounded warriors at Horses for Heroes.
Yeah, and you know, I had no idea that we were going to be recording this show today, but I happened to be in town a couple of days ago. And I'm one of those that what I say is what I do. And when I open rodeos, Rick, I always encourage folks to, you know, let our troops know. When you see them at the airport, when you see them out in public, just pat them on the shoulder. Tell them thank you for what they do. I had an opportunity at a Chick-fil-A here in town to step up, and there was a couple of guys there in uniform, and as they were ordering, I told the guy behind the counter, I says, I've got those. I appreciate these guys. And there was a couple of folks around that started applauding them and things like that. And, oh, God, just so much that they do for us, and it just doesn't take but a second or two to make a donation and give back to them, because we get to do what we get to do because they do what they do.
Absolutely, Alan.
And a simple,
well said.
And a simple welcome home is always appreciated. You bet that.
Right.
You bet that.
Right. And as we understand it, the program is not only about, because, and as I always mention too, there are men and women who wear the uniform that bravely go. They sacrifice time away from home and family. They sacrifice their bodies, their limbs. They sacrifice their lives for us. But there's ladies that are in the program too. We want you to hand the phone over to Nancy DeSantis and understand that she is getting ready to be your better half. And
that's correct.
Is also, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
And we'd love to ask her about the female side of the program and some questions in that area.
You bet. I'm going to put Nancy on the phone. She's going to talk about some of the best cowboys we have are actually cowgirls.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Well, Tammy will agree that sometimes the right man for the job is a woman.
Is a girl. Hi, Nancy.
Hello, this is Nancy. Hi, how are you?
Good. We're great.
Good.
I'm a minority now. I'm amongst women. Somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. So tell us about the women of the program and the Cowboy Up program. How many women do you have come through, and how are the women different than the men with some of the issues that they bring with them to the program?
Okay. Well, within our Cowboy Up program, they do the same activities, getting horseback, you know, and learning all about the horses. We've had several women come through the program. We have our first female graduate, Emily Roush. And as far as their PTSD, they're very similar situation because of the nature of that beast, right? But with women, at times, it could be a little bit more intensified because some experience more sexual trauma than what men will.
Right.
And they also are deployed, and some of them are mothers and leaving home babies, you know. It's a little bit more intensified at times. So what we've done is, in addition to our Cowboy Up program, because we've found that the female warriors have been underserved as far as treatments and are now getting their first leg up and they're really getting looked after, we've devised a program of day retreats just for women warriors. And I work with a Judy Schneider, who's of Healing Through Horses, and she facilitates the retreat. And what it is basically equine-assisted learning or equine-assisted coaching. And so we have a what time, like from 9:30 until 4:30 a day. We have lunch, and we work with our horses, and it's not about horseback riding. It's about working with a horse as your partner. And horses can detect your emotions and your beliefs. They can tell when you're incongruent on those feelings, and they call you on it. And so what the coach does is able to be there and ask those right questions to bring them to the surface, because we believe that our participants, our clients, our veterans have the answers within themselves. And so we just help them, us and the horses, to uncover that. Is that kind of clear?
And it is perfectly. And I want to ask you through your program as well, and I know the ultimate goal is quite possibly to get them on the horse, enjoying the horse from the back of the horse and that kind of a thing. And I just wonder sometimes if the post-traumatic stress disorder, what they may have, and of course with some of the, and to me, like what you just mentioned, it seems like it could be deeper emotional disorders as well for the women with, well, like I said, leaving children behind to go do what they do. Have you seen it to where just even groundwork with a horse, just being able to watch an individual put a hand on a horse and you can just, I mean, almost see the electricity come from the horse to the, just talk a little bit about how much you see these horses have an impact on these individuals' lives.
Oh, most definitely, and that's both within our Cowboy Up program, where it's hands-on, learning from the groundwork up, and as well as our work as a partnership with the horses. And what happens is, let's say you have somebody with combat trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder. A lot of them, both men and women, tend to isolate themselves. And they come back, and they're in their family, and their family's like, wow, you're so distant from me. What's going on? What happened is that warrior has completely changed. So what the horse does in both sects of our program is be there as a living, magnificent creature who is strong and noble. And when that veteran comes in and starts to bond, whether it's through grooming or standing next to him, that's a lot of times their first reconnection with themselves and another living being. And what's good about the horse is the horse isn't judging you. It's totally unconditional. And so it opens, it's able to open that door for them to be able to grow bonds again and work on relationships within themselves to relationships outside of themselves with their loved ones and then into society. The energy is incredible to watch.
There is just something amazing about a horse, and I haven't been riding my horses a lot lately, but you know, sometimes when I'm having a bad day here at the office, I'm like, you know, I'm taking some time, I'm gonna go down the barn, and even if I feed my miniature horse cookies, that is gonna cheer up my soul.
It definitely is, and they appreciate you for that, and you should thank them. When you feed them and you leave, just say, I thank you, you've really helped ground me. Because that's what their energy does. They help to ground you. And that's why, you know, that's why we say, We don't do therapeutic riding, because riding is therapeutic. Just being with the horse.
We just ride.
You know, it has that energy about it, that magnificent grounding. It helps you get in that Zen space.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking as an ACTHA staff member, we really, really want this ride to remember to be just the best tribute we can. And we really want to make a huge difference to the lives of every veteran that comes through. And this was definitely our way to do it. So we're just honored to have this ride to remember for you guys in November the 10th and 11th.
Oh, we are so appreciative. And I'm sure all our warriors appreciate that as well.
And we'd like to, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us and letting us know a little about the issues with the female troops. And thanks to Rick. And that's www.horsesforheroes.org. And if you want more ride or want to host a ride, just go to www.actha.us. And again, that trial ride's in November 10th and the 11th. So if you can't host a ride, definitely throw your horse in the trailer and then know you're doing it for a good cause. And again, there's a donate button at thehorsesforheroes.org, and you can know that 100% of your donation is going directly to help those veterans, and there really can't be a better cause.
No, that's just great information, and I mean, it should be a no-brainer. Just go there and donate. I mean, 10, 15 bucks. And one thing we didn't mention, and I forgot who he said it's on, but for $50 or more donations, you get a cowboy country CD or album.
Yep.
I mean, and great music. He said it's done the old-fashioned way. And, I mean, you get something other than a feeling of helping somebody who has been a defender for Americans to live here freely. That's just, you know, it's just cool stuff. I just can't say enough.
And you can actually go to ACTHA's Facebook page, Alan, and we're actually giving away a couple of those CDs, so you can kind of learn a little more there as well.
Right.
And we talked earlier about hosting a ride, and, you know, if you want to host a ride for these troops, what you're going to need to have is about 6 miles of trail.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need parking for about 20, 25 trailers, and, of course, an army of little friends to help you and volunteer your ride day. So if this is something that you have access to 6 miles of trail, if it's at a national park or your property, that's great. And just go to actha.us, and there's a number there you can call, or you can submit an email on the website. You can always email me at Tammy@HorseRadioNetwork as well.
just
a great cause.
Like you said, it's about like that Nike thing. Just do it. Do something. Help them out.
Exactly.
And it's not that they deserve it. They have earned it.
I mean, you know, for sure, Alan. And there couldn't be a better reason to throw your saddle on a horse than to take a trial ride for a ride to remember.
Exactly,
so
right.
If you're wondering if there's a ride near you, keep going back to ACTHA.us and checking the ride schedule. And there's going to be rides popping up all over the nation to support these guys.
Right.
So if you don't see one in your area, host one.
Well, man, great show. Good stuff. Be sure to listen next week, westernradioshow.com. We're going to have another great show for you.
And the show notes and links from today's show is at www.westernradioshow.com. And we'd love to hear your feedback. We have a contact link on the website, or you can Twitter at Horse Radio. You can email Alan at alan@horseradionetwork.com or tammy@horseradionetwork.com. And we're on Facebook, Alan Moorhead, Tammy Schrantz.
That's good stuff.
Radio Show.
I love Facebook. It's fun. And
I've enjoyed your photos, Alan.
thank you to Kat and Draper Therapies once again for July. I've been a sponsor with westernradioshow.com. We certainly appreciate Draper Therapies and Kat. Check them out online, www.drapertherapies.com. Also, be sure to visit all the great shows in the Horse Radio Network at www.horseradionetwork.com. And be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at www.horseradionetwork.com. It's been a great show, Tammy. I've loved this one.
It's been great, Alan.
And just like it says, horsesforheroes.org, and is living proof that the world looks better when you're looking down between the ears of your horse.